Cellular immune system. The first area of the immune response system we will examine is the cell-mediated immune, CMI, system. This response is induced, mediated, or regulated by T lymphocytes and mononuclear phagocytes. An enhanced immune response is initiated when a foreign substance, such as a bacterium, virus, or other foreign antigen, is taken up by large phagocytic cells of various types, macrophages in tissues or Langerhans cells in skin or mucous membranes. These are components of the innate immune system, which is the primary spontaneous and reactive portion of the immune system. Ingestion of invaders may be sufficient to contain and eliminate an infection. However, if the infection is not contained, the innate system processes the invading organisms and presents the processed antigens to effectors of the adaptive immune system. Key point: white blood cells, or leukocytes, are one of the key types of phagocytic cells in the CMI system. There are 5 types of leukocytes. In order of frequency, in healthy individuals, they are neutrophils, lymphocytes, monocytes, eosinophils, basophils. When appearing in a complete blood count, an atypical presentation of one or more of these cells may help an IP deduce valuable information about a potential infection. For example, increased neutrophil counts typically indicate a bacterial infection, and the initial response to acute bacterial infection, such as appendicitis, may result in immature neutrophils, called band or stab cells, entering the system. This is referred to as a left shift. Increased lymphocytes are associated with pertussis, syphilis, and toxoplasmosis. Lymphocytes with a characteristic frothy cytoplasm, atypical or reactive lymphs, are associated with a number of viral infections, such as infectious mononucleosis. Increased monocytes are commonly associated with Epstein-Barr virus, tuberculosis, subacute bacterial endocarditis, syphilis, and other illnesses. Eosinophils are usually associated with allergic reactions but can be increased due to parasitic infections and occasionally tuberculosis, systemic fungal infections, and scarlet fever, among other infections. Increased basophils are uncommon but may be found with various food and drug allergies, variola and varicella infections, and ulcerative colitis. By using clues such as these, an IP may be able to take initial steps geared at preventing infection spread prior to definitive diagnosis being available.